What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It is 8:04 a.m. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. I can just tell by the look on Dylan's face behind the glass as he's answering the phone, it's not good.
I mean,
doesn't sound like a good feedback.
I think I've ruffled a few feathers, maybe.
just a few.
I would just say, why wait any further? Let the roast of Dylan Matthews.
Yeah, it's going to get ugly. And obviously, if you guys did not hear it a minute ago, and maybe, Allie, you can go right back through it. 404-726-0929. Dylan did his top five Nintendo games. And as soon as he announced that topic, I was like, this ain't going to be good, man.
Right.
He's one of the youths. He's not even 30 yet. And it was just as bad as I expected. So what was the list? Do you have it? Dylan, do you have the list right in front of you?
I have the list right in front of me.
Okay.
Number five, Super Mario Party, the one that was released on Nintendo DS, October 5th, 2018.
Yeah, that was the OG.
The OG one was in the honorable mention, along with the OG Mario Kart. At number four, Super Smash Bros. Brawl on the Wii. Number three, the new Super Mario Brothers that was on Nintendo DS. Number two, Super Mario Brothers, the OG. And number one, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe on Nintendo Switch.
Was it the OG? Was it the one for 1985?
Yes.
Okay.
1985.
All right, sure.
Yep,
yeah.
Yep.
What we have to appreciate here is the confidence that Dylan has.
Yeah, he did. He ran right into
on business. Told you, I'm standing on business.
He is running right through it. Well, on Twitter, we have a lot of opinions, Dylan. I can't even keep up with them. Okay, so Samir says, a top five without the OG Legend of Zelda. That's the one I was going to add in.
That was
Zelda.
The flagship.
Yeah, that one's missing. Mario Odyssey was snubbed. This... all the same genre of games, Dylan, my guy. Please get to a retro arcade.
Yeah. That's so true.
Legend of Zelda, I've heard good things about. Never really played it, so I couldn't put it on the list. I can't put something on a list that I haven't played.
Philip Oliver straight up said, what the crap is this Nintendo list?
Dude, it's bad.
Chase said, lost me when we started in 2018. Shouldn't make it further on the timeline than N64.
Oh, man. Just the roast continues.
That was number five.
But all right, go ahead.
What I was pointing out to Bo while we were in the break there is your original Nintendo is the N64, correct? Like, that's what you first started
playing
on.
I was first introduced to Nintendo games with the Nintendo 64.
Okay, so then, like, your timeline equivalent to Super Nintendo would basically be like the Wii.
That
makes me feel very old.
Yeah, it does. You
sad.
You probably should have made a list with... like the top Nintendo games from starting with the Nintendo 64 console.
Yeah, I don't know. It still wouldn't have been good. I mean, Donald Mitchell was Mario Kart 64. We didn't even bring up James Bond, which is literally the flagship game.
I did play that one though. I played that one actually a lot, but I wasn't really good at it, so I had bad memories with it. It was a cool game.
The fact that one of the most famous games of all time, which is Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, wasn't listed,
Wow.
And that the Bond game, which was also one of the most famous games of all time, not listed.
Metroid.
The Bond game should have been an honorable mention, I'll give you that, but the Duck Mike Hunt. Tyson game, I never even heard of.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Okay. You're just making it worse. All right. And again, we were talking about also... Also, Grant getting out of date night Friday night. You guys can weigh in 404-726-0929, but the phone lines are full. Dylan, let's start right here from the top. Let's go out to Andrew on 285. Andrew, you're on the morning shift, man.
Good morning, everybody.
What's up, man?
Hey, my wake-up calls for Dylan. That list was not the one, man. That was not the one, brother. I mean, see, what the problem is, he don't have a Blockbuster growing up. Blockbuster can rent as many systems as you want.
Right.
Yeah.
That's so right.
Yeah, man. Such a good point.
You missing Street Fighter. You missing Tekken. You missing Halo. You missing Pokemon Red, Blue, and Yellow on Game Boy. You missing GoldenEye. Come on, man. Hey. Get better, man.
Yeah, good wake-up call. Nice call, Andrew. Yeah.
I'll give you this. GoldenEye should have been at least an honorable mention. Can I give this a hot take real quick? Because I know a lot of people are going to disagree with
it.
Pokemon is boring. Pokemon is boring. Oh. All you do is just go around. It's not fun. The Pokemon game, watching Pokemon was cool. Playing Pokemon, to me, not fun at all. Especially on the older consoles.
You know what else is not fun? Like, watching people play video games, which you try to get people to watch you play Mario Kart.
Oh, don't hate on that man's Twitch stream. Sally, what you got?
I'm just saying.
Well, I know we have full phone lines, but real quick, I have to mention that B. Wallace just tweeted, all I have to say is up, up, down, down, left, right, B-A, select start.
Yes, 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 yes. All the good stuff. Yeah, unlimited light, yeah. Do you guys ever play the big head on 007 where they got the big heads?
Yeah, that was awesome. Funny.
Anyways, let's go out back to the phone lines. Let's head over to Chase in Cumming. Chase, good morning. You're on the morning show.
Good morning. Good morning. First off, I'd like to declare for Mike's Mafia.
Let's go. Let's go.
So many games left off. Banjo-Kazooie, Star Fox, do a barrel roll. There's so many games. You didn't have to buy a strategy guide for a game.
Yes.
It should not be on that list. That is my opinion. I just, that's where I stand. Yeah. N64 was the goated console. It had everything you needed, man.
Really
it's just all of it.
Really
everything.
Was.
That's it. Allie Mac, you're awesome.
Oh,
awesome wife. Yeah, you guys are great.
Thanks, man. That's a goated call. Yeah, that's a goated call, if you will.
I do need to address one thing before we go back to the phone lines. I forgot. This is what Andrew said. I actually did go to Blockbuster, and I've been to Blockbuster many times. However, I did not get video games from Blockbuster. All I did was rent movies from Blockbuster. Power Rangers,
it's
Godzilla.
So it's Nolan Void. Star Fox.
Also,
but he hit with the Star Fox. Like Star Fox
was
yes,
so
that was legendary.
Good.
You know what else you could get like back in the video day, like Blockbusters of the world? Hollywood movie.
Video.
Yeah,
Hollywood Video. Is you could rent like the wrestling pay-per-views pretty quickly after they aired.
That's
if you
so
couldn't
true.
Afford it.
As soon as they launched,
I remember
on
watching
video.
The one where Hulk Hogan beat Sergeant Slaughter for the WWF title, and then he went to the back and like threw somebody like they threw something in his face or whatever.
Yeah,
man, those were cool too.
Those were. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go out to Swami Dave out in Cumming. Swami Dave, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Listen, it's kind of interesting. We talked about a bunch of OGs. However, if I counted right, six of the seven that are on the list really would never have come about if it wasn't for the real OG.
Exactly.
Which was Donkey Kong itself.
Ooh.
1982, I believe, if my dates are right, the actual tower game. That there's no telling how many quarters kids stuck into that thing.
Yeah.
But if you think about it, it is the progenitor of all of these.
That's such a good call because I definitely had the Atari 1600, definitely locked in. Had the Pong sticks, you know. Man,
I know
we're talking.
I know we've struck a chord now because my guy Johnny Rutledge, who played for the Gators National Championship team in 96, and he played for a couple of teams in the NFL, including the Cardinals. He just texted me his top five, which is old school. He's got Mike Tyson punch out at one.
I mean, like, yes.
He's got Contra. He's got Mario Kart, the OG Mario Kart, like Super Nintendo version.
Yeah.
Super Mario Brothers 2, and obviously Tecmo Bowl, which is one of the greatest Nintendo games of all time. Tecmo Super Bowl as well are on there. But, like, if you've got Johnny Rutledge texting me, Dylan, you have blanked up royally. Because Johnny only texts me like if we want to chit chat or when it's about show related, it means he's got to give me some real information. So you've blanked this.
All right, let's
just ruffle some feathers. Kept it real.
Let's work our way down the list a little further on the phone lines. Let's head out to our buddy Chief. Chief, what's happening, Chief? Hey, talk some sense into this man, Chief.
I just told him, Mike. I said, everything is Mario Brothers. You should have had one category that's Mario Brothers.
Top five Mario games of all time.
Yeah, Mario is you know, a whole series by itself. You just should have said the whole Mario series because, yeah. Like my man said, Punch-Out and Tecmo Bowl was my favorite game, 1989. Yeah. I mean, that's come solid. On, man.
Yeah.
You cannot go wrong with Tecmo Bowl, period. My son said, Dylan, he's sitting right here. He's about to, well, he's a little older than you, but he said that Pokemon cards were fire and the game was fire. So, I don't know. Anyway, y'all guys have a good morning.
Hey, appreciate it, Chief.
Dylan, thanks, we guys can get you like, well, you got to shave your beard and get one of those fake mustaches or something to be in incognito because you might get in trouble in the streets.
I ain't worried about it. Again, standing on business. If anybody wants to come debate me about the list, we can have that conversation.
Well, it sounds like that's happening right now.
And if a video game has a movie made after it, you know it had an impact. So you're definitely forgetting Tetris.
Yeah. Oh,
well, yes.
And Tetris is an OG thing, too.
I mean, you can go. It's endless, man. As soon as he said Nintendo, I was like, this is not good. This is not good. Let's go back out to the phone lines. Let's head out to our buddy Larry in the truck. Larry, what's going on, man? Good morning.
I was laughing at you guys because you guys are all really young, all of you, even the ones that mentioned Donkey Kong, because I was playing Pong in 1976 because my dad worked at an electronics store, and all you could do was hit that little ball back and forth.
Yeah, that one
was
button, one joystick.
Machine. Yeah, that's it. That was it. And that was the one that started everything before even Donkey Kong. But anyway, I don't know anything else because I was already married and had two kids by the time all them games came out. So I was too busy working to take care of my family to know how to play any video games.
There you go.
But I do want to say to Allie.
Yes.
Don't let nobody tell you what's good for you and Grant.
Larry, we're not telling her what's good for her and Grant. We're telling Grant what's good for Grant.
Well, okay, you can do that. But look, Grant, don't listen to him, okay, Grant? You keep doing what you need to do.
Yeah.
But if Allie and Grant are good with it, you guys butt out, man. Let them handle their own.
All right.
Butt out, guys.
Here's the deal. Hey, don't come with it then. If you don't want my opinion, don't talk about it with me. Don't ask my opinion if you don't like it.
All right, calm down.
I give my. That's what I do.
Anyways, we're not coming for y'all's relationship. I'm just simply telling
asked.
Grant it's not fair, man. All of us have to do this and do it the right way. You ought to fall in line, Grant.
I mean,
Grant, fall in line.
Grant better be at Keith Urban.
How dare you act special?
Again, I'm okay with it. I'm telling him to go to the game.
Here's what we'll do. We'll have a compromise. Grant can wear a Ronald Acuna Jr. jersey to Keith Urban. And watch it on the stream.
Yeah. We'll see.
Look, I'll be curious to see what comes of that. But nonetheless, man, maybe Ronald Acuna can get moved back to Saturday.
Maybe. Cross your fingers.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the conversation we had at 7 o'clock about this new college sports commission and the fallout that could be for some of the state schools in Tennessee saying, see ya. Also, we got a Life of Squid.
Should the NBA playoffs actually be longer?
Oh, God, no.
Oh, yeah. Well, some think so. Next morning show, Sports Radio 929 The Game and
The Odyssey app.
The Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection?
That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Rolling along here on the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Mike Johnson. That's Allie Mack. That's Squid Billy, Bo Morgan. And that is Dylan with the most controversial top five list of all time at this point. I can't even keep up with the notifications rolling in on my phone. If you missed it, you can go back on the Odyssey app to the 740 segment and check out Mic'd Up, where Dylan lays out his top five Tuesday, top five Nintendo games, which ended up being top five Mario games of all time.
I mean, I don't even know how Double Dragon didn't make it on here. You know what's funny is someone said that this was the worst. This is as bad as the Outcast list. And then,
oh, wow.
But hear me out. And then they wrote, and I'm a mafia member. So,
fair enough, my friends. Fair enough. I can only speak about my own. You know, you guys tried to kick me out of the city of Atlanta when I made my Outcast.
Also,
so.
Apparently these people that want to tell us how to drive, they think that lane three just doesn't exist in the turn in these.
Yeah,
lanes.
I don't know if I mapped that out good enough.
We are having a debate about traffic rules because Mike cut me off this morning.
Well, he didn't cut you off. You just turned in
you
the wrong
lane. You
chose
to get behind me.
Blinkerless. Yeah, so at 929 Morning Shift, Mike has put up a photo. So you can decide which lane the car is supposed to turn into.
It just doesn't do it justice because what people don't realize is that lane one is a turn lane only that doesn't
exist. It's
a
left turn lane. Yeah.
Yeah. And
it's
it
really,
yeah, it just.
It's still the closest lane to you, though. It's a proximity thing.
What do you mean it's the closest lane to you?
You're supposed to turn into the lane that
you
are matched with,
that's
like proximity.
Not true.
You
don't.
Like,
that's
not, no,
that's you not don't thing. Turn in a turn only lane unless you're turning.
Also, shout out to Easy on Twitter. It says, how about Tony Hawk? Dude, that was day.
How about Double Dragon? How about Double Dragon? Or Double Dragon 2?
Anyways.
Or the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle game for regular Nintendo.
Yeah, that's a good one, too. Here's the thing,
I don't know if the top five list.
Mike brought this up before. Dylan, I know you're feeling it now. Nobody is saying which of your games needs to go, are they?
That's right.
Addition.
That's right. That's a great point, Alan.
Okay, I'll go ahead and tell you.
Go ahead.
All of your games need to go, but the regular Super Mario Brothers for the original Nintendo Entertainment System, I can keep that because that game also had Duck Hunt on it. So it was a 2-for-1, and it was kind of like the OG of Nintendo games, if you're doing Nintendo. So that's why I think that game can stay on the list.
Yeah. All right, so let's talk a little bit about this College Sports Commission stuff that continues to kind of, I don't know, trickle out, if you will. Now, a lot of people didn't realize it, but back on May 1st, the Tennessee State Legislature signed a bill into law that said basically that they could circumvent some of the things that were happening with anything that was put in front of their college football players that put a lid on how much they could make. Basically, go ahead and launching a missile, per Ross Dellinger, at what is coming around the corner with the House settlement. All right, add that into the fact that yesterday the College Sports Commission that is starting to be paved the way for, that is expected to launch with its new leader coming up sometime in the middle of this summer, although evidently he's already been named. We just don't know who he is, and he's not a household name. So if you're thinking Nick Saban, that's not a thing. This College Sports Commission, they're trying to put rules in place that basically says, if you don't want to abide by our rules, we can kick you out of the Power Four, and we don't have to play you at all. So there's a little bit of back and forth here, and essentially what Ross Dellinger, Pete Thamel, and some of the other writers are saying is, if everybody were to sign on to this agreement with the College Sports Commission, that they could essentially tell schools like Tennessee and Vanderbilt, you're not in the SEC anymore, and you are not a part of what we have moving forward. Now,
you're not even in the SEC. You're not in the new world. The new
right. You conform or you leave.
I don't think we've been clear, and I don't think anyone. I think the people in their car, they don't really understand what is about to happen. Mike, I'll be honest with you, because I know you like it when I am.
It's the best way.
I don't think I realized what the House settlement ruling is going to mean for college. Well, let's just deal with college football, because I think that's where we need to talk about first. When this settlement comes down, it is a new era officially. Because what the timeline is going to be, July 1st, whenever this ruling is done, then that this College Football Commission is going to say, we are here, here is our leader, and here is our board, which will probably be college conference commissioners. And then this document that they basically keep sending out rough drafts of is going to come into play. This will now be the governing body.
Yes.
And if you decide, Tennessee, Vanderbilt, Memphis, that you want to abide by your state law and not sign this document, then you don't go to the new land.
Yeah.
The new world.
You're left behind.
The new college football world. You stay on college the other sports. Side of the pond.
College sports. Yeah. Not even just football.
And so when that happens, it's like you don't exist. You're playing down with... You in Colorado?
You're in AIA.
Yeah, yeah. Essentially, you're not there. And this commissioner, the CEO, is what they want to call it. He gets and I appreciate Wes Durham, who maybe still be listening or was listening at one point. He might have turned it off when he heard Dylan's garbage ass list, but I don't know. He sent me this article that Pete Thamel put out on ESPN, and this CEO will be the be all end all.
He's the czar.
His final. Factual findings and determination on rules, you can't challenge them. And the only way that you can challenge is if you agree to go to arbitration. And so you have to agree. Basically, if you say we're challenging, then you don't even agree. You're required, per sources, to engage in the arbitration process, which is the sole recourse that you can have. And everything is per sources, so I just had to say that. When cases do end up in arbitration, under the procedures that govern arbitration, subpoena power is a potential option via the discovery process, an authority that was not available during any NCAA investigation.
Yeah.
So basically, it was not a thing. It's almost an arbitration. Allie, you're smarter than me in a lot of things, probably this stuff. That's basically like a legal finding. And I think from what I've read as well that you're going to waive any right to a jury trial with respect to all disputes arising out of this, basically this agreement. So that's what you're signing into the arbitration process only. So an arbitrator who can subpoena you will, if I'm not mistaken, will be the new be all end all.
Yeah. It makes a lot of sense on a lot of different levels. And I know that there's people out there that are like, well, you know, Tennessee's right to put their rules into effect. I just want to be – we have to have some kind of rules in place. Mm-hmm. And that's the overarching theme of this. And if Tennessee as a state has to fall in line to this and not be different, then so be it. I'm not looking at this so much as like a media member. I'm looking at this as a former athlete as well, saying I understand that you want people to be able to make whatever they can and get as much money as possible, but you have to have the same rules in place for every school that's under this umbrella or it doesn't work.
Well, this commission's whole – this document is being written up so states can't do what they did before when the NIL even came in. This is where they knew it was coming and they just started writing their own rules, which is Tennessee – it's trying to circumvent the state of Tennessee, not the university, but the state is trying to circumvent the House ruling. And Rick George, the AD of Colorado, said, we have to stop trying to circumvent rules so we can play by so we're on different.
Yeah, it's not going to work. It's not going to work long term if we continue to all try to do this differently.
Yeah,
it's just not.
It's going to end college athletics as we know it. Dylan will remind me tomorrow that I have an announcement with Baron Burton's W Sauce. I can tell you about some new things that are coming up. Don't forget New Realm Brewing, official beer of Kennesaw State Athletics is the Avalon Lager. All right, Aaron Gordon, after the Nuggets loss, talked about the grind of the NBA playoffs in a different way than the fans see it, I believe.
Health is a lot, you know. I would really, really appreciate it if there were a couple of days in between games in the playoffs instead of every other day, regardless if you go seven games. And I understand if you do your work early and you get first seed, then you can have some time off. But I think the days in between games, not just off day and a travel day, but a travel day and a recovery day, just 2 days, I think the product of the game would be a lot better. I think there'd be a better product on the floor just to give all these professional athletes just, you know, one more day of rest, and you would see a higher level of basketball, probably less blowouts.
What did Aaron? So when you guys are playing into I don't know, August,
do you think
playing into August and then starting, Dylan, doesn't camp start in like September?
Yeah, late September season starts kind of early mid-October.
Yeah, and don't forget, every 4 years you got to take 2 weeks off in between the finals and the conference finals for the Olympics, the top players, some of us will be playing, will play, or we don't get them. Look, basketball can't have it both ways. Either you shorten the season, you start in December, and you shorten the season to a 54-game schedule, which they won't because of money. And you get this better quality. You can't have it both ways. The last thing we need is a 4-month NBA playoffs. All right. The last thing we need is that.
Yeah.
It's long enough now. It just can't be any longer. I'm fine with it going into early July, but by the MLB All-Star Game, the NBA playoffs needs to be over. Yeah. It just can't. The season's already way too long.
Yeah, we got to go to break, unfortunately. But yeah, I mean, look, you already got 2/3 of the league that's involved in postseason play. I don't need it to last for 4 months. All right, we're going to go to break here on the morning show. If we come back, speaking of the NBA, we're going to bring in senior writer, NBA writer for Sporting News, Steph Noe. He's going to talk to us about the conference finals coming up today and tomorrow. He's also going to explain to us the difference between a pigeon and a duck in the NBA. You don't want to miss that conversation. Stick with us. It's the Morning Shift Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Welcome back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Again, it is the morning shift. We're rolling on here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Been a, I don't know, controversial show, I guess we can say at best, as Dylan leapt into the realm of Top 5 Tuesday today and decided to throw out his top five Nintendo games. It's just, it was a bloodbath. It was a bloodbath on the phone lines and on the socials. We're also getting a lot of people weighing in on the traffic violations that Allie was committing this morning.
Excuse me, it was you committing traffic violations, cutting me off with like, no turn signal.
Can we tag the Georgia Department of Transportation in this grid that I put that was court-worthy to be put up there? All right, so we're going to go to the phone lines right now. We're going to welcome in senior NBA writer for Sporting News, Steph Noe. And Steph, look, let's go ahead and let's just rip the Band-Aid off. I know you just talked to our producer, Dylan Matthews, behind the glass. He put out a top five list for Nintendo games, and everybody's got a top Nintendo game. I don't know if you got one, but no GoldenEye, no Mario Kart 64, no Tecmo Bowl. This man just completely swung and missed on everything he said.
Well, I'm here for my take. I'll see if I swing and miss too.
Put it on us.
You know, in our industry and NBA writing, there's so much money going into sports betting. I need some of that money to go into Super Smash Brothers because I will take anyone in that game for any price.
Wow. Well,
you and Dylan can have a Smash Brothers.
I was
going to
say, oh my goodness, man.
I'm so excited.
He feels so validated behind that glass right now. So thank you for that, at least having his back just a little bit.
All-time great, yeah.
Well, you know, the thing about it, to get to the so we can agree or maybe disagree on sports as well as video games, is the winner in the Western Conference of this Anthony Edwards SGA showdown, and I know they're not necessarily going to be guarding each other the whole time and that kind of stuff, but is this kind of the future of the sport and the future face of the sport, whoever comes out of the Western Conference Finals?
I think whoever comes out of that series is probably going to win the championship. And, yeah, Anthony Edwards has been the best player in every series so far in these playoffs. But, you know, we're probably going to get the MVP announcement, I would guess, in the next couple days. And Shea's going to win that one. So, yeah, even if Ant beats Shea, I think Shea is still kind of ahead in that race for the face of the league.
Steph, I'm going to follow that up. I think this is a simple question for you. Maybe it's not. I threw it at Dylan earlier. Which one of these guys, if I gave you SGA, Halliburton, Brunson, and Ant-Man, which one of those four is more important to their team's success in the long run? Which of those four guys are you taking?
Most important. That's a good question. I would have to say Anthony Edwards, just because the other guys have a lot of depth on their team. Ant just kind of carries that offense. Now, Julius Randle has been – he has this reputation of being like kind of a playoff choke artist, I guess is what you call it. But he's been really good this year, so Ant's had a little bit more help than we might have thought in the beginning of the playoffs. But still, he's just the guy that's driving that team.
Well, in the final teams we've got in the NBA playoffs, Thunder, Pacers, Wolves, they haven't brought home an NBA title. And the Knicks haven't done it in more than half a century. So which franchise do you think winning the NBA championship would mean the most to?
So that's controversial here. You're not including the Sonics as part of the Thunder because the Sonics won, I believe, in, I want to say, 73 or 79, one of those 2 years. But as far as who it would be the most important to, I mean, I guess I have to pick one of the teams that has just never won it. So, you know, like Minnesota probably doesn't get enough attention in the national media on guys like me that are just looking for the most clicks. So I would root for them, I would say.
Well, if the NFL's taught me anything, to back up Allie on that, you know, Cleveland, when they went to Baltimore, they kind of suddenly started over as when Cleveland re-emerged in football. They just kind of kept all their old stats, you know. So I kind of got a backer there. You know, the guy that has came out of nowhere, not I won't say came out of nowhere, but it's been a huge key in this playoff run for OKC is Alex Caruso. What has happened is where he suddenly – just a couple of points better a game, better with his assists, getting more steals. What's happened to where he's become such an impact player down this stretch playoff run?
You're really speaking to my heart here because Caruso is probably my favorite player in the league. I think the biggest thing that's changed for him is he has gotten off a horrendous Bulls team. I grew up in Chicago, so I watched a lot of Bulls games, and I was the only one. You know, there was one person watching those games, but he has always kind of done this, and I think people are going to be surprised too. You know, he was guarding Nikola Jokic very well. I mean, that's kind of the reason why they won Game 7. But he's going to be up against Julius Randle in this next round. Now, people might think that Julius Randle has a lot of weight, a lot of height on Caruso. They might think that Caruso's not going to be able to hold up in that matchup. When he was on the Bulls, he was the main guy on Julius Randle, and he completely shut him down. So I'm expecting him to put on another show in this next round.
Steph, I want to talk a little bit about your article that you put out. And I got to tell you, man, like, you know, as far as headline grabbers and stuff that makes you want to read, you're talking about pigeons and ducks in the NBA, and you kind of reference Ja Morant. There's a number – our guy here, Larry Nance, is another guy that's brought it up over the course of the last few years. Tell the people out there that are listening, and you can reference your article, the ducks and the pigeons that are in the NBA right now.
Sure. You know, I think it's super interesting that NBA players, they have their own kind of language that we're not necessarily familiar with. So one of the terms that they use is, if you're a really bad defender that's going to get hunted on the floor, you're either called a pigeon or a duck. And what we've seen in these playoffs, which is what I wrote about over at Sporting News, is that if you keep that label and you're not able to defend your position or defend in a mismatch, your team's going home. You know, Tyler Hero, his Heat team lost by the biggest point differential in a playoff sweep in that first round against the Cavs. The Cavs tried to do the same thing against Tyrese Haliburton, and Haliburton played pretty good defense, which is why the Pacers have made it to their second consecutive conference finals here. So it's a huge part of the playoffs, and yeah, just kind of like an interesting window into you know, behind the curtain of the NBA.
Steph, I think that the NBA playoffs are too long. To start in April and to end basically the last week of June is a little much. But Aaron Gordon has some comments after that series that he thinks they should get, you know, 2 days off no matter what, travel or not, which would essentially add, I guess, another month and a half to the playoffs. Is the NBA season too long? Should they maybe start in December and maybe bring it down to, like, I don't know, maybe 54 or 62 games or something like that? Or should they actually give these guys 2 days off? What is a fix for this in your mind?
So what I've learned is that fans hate seeing us media guys talk about how we want long. So I cannot advocate for less games, even though yeah, I do think it would make for a better product. You know, I think that the reason why the NFL has kind of an edge on the NBA is that each game in the NFL is just so critically important, whereas in the NBA, a couple games here and there if you're a fan, and you're really not going to fall behind on what's happening too much until we get to the playoffs. I do agree with Gordon, though, that, like, pushing these guys, you know, in the conference finals, too, it's every other day. So you're just not going to get quite as good of a product. But at the end of the day, you know, money talks, and that's what makes the most money for the league and for the players.
He is senior NBA writer for Sporting News, Steph Noh. Steph, getting us set for the conference finals tonight, man. We appreciate you stopping by.
Yeah, appreciate you guys, and thank you for validating my Nintendo take.
Look, that served everybody well. Dylan was like, yes! Yes! Appreciate it, man. Thanks so much. You can find him at Steph Noh, N-O-H, on X and on Twitter, man. So good stuff. We'll be excited to see that matchup tonight as well. Timberwolves taking on the Thunder on ESPN. Thunder 7.5-point favorites in that one. That game starts at 8:30. We also, look, man, before we get out of here, let's talk a little bit more about Spencer Strider taking the bump tonight. Bo, you mentioned it, your expectations. If you could just get a quality start, 6 innings, 3 earned, 7 Ks, you know, a couple of walks thrown in there, I think we'd all be okay with that as long as you come out healthy.
Yeah.
And you're doing Spencer Strider things.
Well, look, Spencer Strider's not a guy that just screams no hitter to me just because of how fast he throws. He's got essentially 2.5 pitches, and guys can get contact on him, you know, and put balls in play. I just need 6 innings. I need, you know, 100 pitches or less. I think that's probably what he's going to be. I do think there'll be a little bit of a limitation on him. I don't think they want him going more than 100. I don't think they want him really going more. Now, depending on pitch count, more than 7 innings, I think, would be it if he made it there. He's not a guy that, though, Allie, he doesn't pitch late in the games, really. Mm-hmm. Every once in a while, he'll have a 7th inning game, but the most of the time, he's got 12 strikeouts and 5 2/3 with like 110 pitches, you know?
Yeah. And that's how it is. When you have strikeout pitchers, they're not pitching to contact. They usually don't go that late in games, right? And that's, you know, that's one of the concerns, I think, to your point about what his pitch limit might be tonight.
Well,
I think it's going to come down to what the inning break is. Like, so if he's going from the 5th to the 6th and he's already at 90, I think he's done.
There's two different types. There's a power pitcher and but like the guys that have like the Schillings and the Randy Johnsons that had a ton of strikeouts back in their day, the Smoltzes, they had an arsenal of pitches they could out pitches.
Yeah,
I don't think I don't know, Al, you follow baseball. Mm-hmm. You're the first lady of baseball in this city. whatever you think, but to me, he just doesn't scream that guy. He's not a guy with multiple out pitches that can go deep in games. I think he wants to be, and I think he's trying to be. I just don't think he's there yet.
Yeah, and last time we had him, we only got five innings before the injury happened. So I don't know if you guys saw it yesterday circulating on Twitter, but someone did an AI-generated like City Connect uniform for the Braves, and it was bubble wrap around Spencer Strider. That's all I'm hoping for tonight is we get through it. He comes out healthy and ready to go again later on.
Yeah, I'm with you. And obviously the bubble wrap would serve well for Ronald Acuna as he hopefully heads back in the lineup during Keith Urban's concert on Friday night.
Yeah.
Hopefully Saturday. Let's go for Saturday, Ronnie.
Oh, man. I think that's going to be funny to keep track of. But look, Spencer Strider being back, nothing but a good thing. I think that Craig Kimbrell fits into this fold very, very soon as well. And Ronald Acuna being back. I mean, it just – I don't know. We're getting close to June, and we feel like we're getting whole.
He's the guy that Kimbrell is got to – I think he's got to show you he can do multiple back-to-back days. Up until this weekend, he had not had back-to-back appearances.
Yeah.
And I think they want to do that. Maybe they might even want to do it for a week. You know, like – and what I mean is back-to-back, day off, back-to-back – or day, maybe 2 days off and back-to-back.
Sure.
Because that's what they want. We get so stuck, and I see it so much about – I can't believe they pulled him at 87 pitches. And we had the conversation the other day, and I don't think you were being that guy, Mike. I think you were just asking because you thought he could go back out. I think it's important to manage these guys because these pitchers have grown up pitching year-round, which is what they used to not do. And they don't pitch anymore. They just sling it out there. They throw hard.
Max effort, yeah.
And it's more wear and tear. Your goal is to get to October with Chris Sale healthy, didn't happen last year. Strider healthy, which didn't happen a couple years ago. With Max Fried, when he was here, didn't happen a couple years ago. So ideally, you want Schwellenbach, who's going to pitch mornings than he's ever pitched this year. AJ Smith-Shawver, who is on pace to pitch mornings than he ever pitched this year. Chris Sale, who's pitched mornings and he's pitching a few years, because remember, he wasn't healthy for a while. You want to get those guys healthy late in the season and if you're in contention, and you have to do that by managing them. And that's the thing about Strider. That's what they're doing with Kimbrell, and that's really what they're probably doing, going to try to do with Ronald too, even though he's not a pitcher, but still.
Brian Snicker told us on our very first day on the show that you need 12 or 13 starting pitchers to make it through the course of a season. That has held true every year that he's been here, seemingly, and continues to hold true now. So we'll keep track of Spencer Strider tonight. Guys, we'll be right back at the same time, same place tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. to keep you updated on the NBA playoffs and Spencer Strider's re-debut, we're calling it. Shout out to Grant McCauley for taking all the shells today. Shout out to Dylan for the same thing on the socials. Make sure you follow along. You can catch all the show on the Odyssey app. Until tomorrow morning, make sure you
stay cool, Atlanta.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.